Big Country 102.9. Rodney Atkins, Farmer's Daughter. It is Susan on a Sunday, sort of just breaking into the studio here because we have some special guests in town and we couldn't let it go by without inviting them in. Brad and Danik are here from Emerson Drive. Welcome, guys.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having us.
It just is so exciting to see you. I was telling Brad, it's been 17 years, really, since the last time I did a show with you with a country station, and that's a really long time. What's been going on?
We were 17 years old.
Oh, my gosh.
17 years ago, right?
You were very much younger, as so was I. How's it going? How are you guys doing? What's happening?
Great. No, things are good. Glad to be back in this part of the country again, and we've had a lot of great years in the beginning throughout Michigan. We were in Wisconsin last night, and great fan base from the beginning, and people continue to come out and see the show.
Because good music stands the test of time, so I think that's a good testament to you that you have been doing this for like 24 years.
Yeah, that's crazy too.
It is. When you say it like that. But how do you keep things fresh together? I mean, you guys are together a lot.
Yeah, back when we were touring 230 days a year. We did that consistently for, probably close to 15 years.
Mm-hmm.
And then the last really 8 to 10 years kind of scaled back a little bit and doing lots of spring, summer, fall dates and taking a bit more time off for families and all that, right? So it's been a nice balance, I guess, the last handful of years.
How do you compare? I always wondered if there's a difference because you're from Canada. How does country music compare to the United, being Canadian and doing your thing there? Is there a huge difference in the audiences or?
Not really. I think the biggest difference that we found when we first started touring the States is just the amount of shows that you could do.
Uh-huh.
Right? You could count on a couple hands the amount of dates you could do across Canada. And you could do the same amount in one state. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah.
So we used to laugh. I mean, we were doing, what did you say last night? We did 23 shows, a month, 4 months straight. And you could get done 23 to 30 shows across Canada, be done for the year.
Oh, wow.
So, you know what I mean? So just a lot more people, a lot more places to play. But music-wise, it's the same, you know. Country fans are pretty similar in
they
that
are.
Aspect.
They're the best, though, aren't they?
Yeah, the best.
I absolutely love country music. Now, your first two singles, I Should Be Sleeping and Fallin' to Me, went into top five. And then it was Moments. That was your first number one. And I read somewhere that sat on a shelf for like 5 years before you guys picked it up.
Just crazy. We've always been type of guys that love writing. Mm-hmm. If stuff gets on the album, that's great. But early on, we knew that there was these great songs that were just sitting in Nashville that lots of other artists hadn't listened to or had missed, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And Moments was one of those songs. A handful of people listened to it and for some reason just didn't connect with the song. We listened to it once and it was like, why has this been sitting around, right?
Yeah, that's crazy.
So it's interesting how certain songs work for certain artists and that maybe was just meant to be for us. And just still today, I mean, the amount of people that talk to us about this song, you know, the different stories they have of what they're going through at the time, how the lyrics, how the music helped them through. So that's the big picture in this whole thing, right?
Yeah, music is a great healer, that is for sure. Yeah. How hard is it to choose songs? I mean, because you're right, there's so many out there.
Yeah.
I mean, what do you kind of base that on? Do you all vote on it or, does one guy bring a song and go, hey, what do you guys think of this? How does that all work when you have a large group?
We've been, the band thing, I think, has played a lot in that over the years. We've always involved everybody, meaning it's not just Danik and I that are choosing everything. Everyone has their place in the process of either recording, finding music, writing music. I think that's been a key to the longevity in the career is just making everyone involved and feeling like they're part of the whole, structure.
Since you've been doing this so long and there have been so many changes musically, what do you think the biggest thing is? I mean, a lot of artists are even not putting out albums anymore. They're just putting out like singles.
Yeah. Yeah. We're in that right now, to be honest with you. It's crazy. We used to look back on the first album that we did and, big recording budgets and it was just, everything has changed so much and we're fortunate where we have our own studio in Nashville. So for us, it doesn't really cost anything anymore for us to produce music and make music.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, back 20 years ago when we first started, it was the complete opposite, right? I think the social platforms, too, has...
Keith Urban.
Oh, jeez. I'm sorry. I leaned on something, and just all of a sudden, play something right over you. Sorry about that. Live radio, ladies and gentlemen. So you guys have been honored with CMA, CMT, Dove Awards, nominated Grammys, Inspirational Country Music Junos. What are you most proud of in your career so far?
The award thing, you know, is interesting because we've been to a lot of different shows over the years, right? And the one thing that was different with our group was that we were able to go on the road after an award show and play the entire year.
Mm-hmm.
And you would come back to the award show the next year, and we'd be the band that was still extremely busy going out and playing again. The fan base was there. It was always there. And I look back at some of the artists that we came up through the ranks with, and, you know, someone might have had a really good year, but 2 years later, they're gone.
Right.
And,
you're still doing it.
Absolutely.
Right, that you're still able to play.
The awards are great. Nominations are great. You can look at that stuff. I think, personally, as an individual, that stuff maybe stays with you, but most people tend to move on. It's mm-hmm. like most things in life, right?
So yeah.
I think, again, if you can look back on a career for us over 20 years now, that to me has some staying power.
Do you guys have like a bucket list item as a band? Like, oh, I wish we could. What? Is there any, you know, what would be up there? I wish we could.
I think early on we had a lot of, I guess, goals to try and conquer. I think nowadays is just, you know, continuing to, you know, play music, record music, and travel as much as we can.
Mm-hmm.
I think at the end of the day, we realize that there's not a lot of bands anymore that get a chance to play for the amount of years that we have and still enjoy being around one another. So mm-hmm. that's the key, right?
Yeah. What do you do when you're having you can't possibly always get along.
Well, the thing is that we play less now, so we don't see each other.
Okay, okay. So you have toured with big names, Toby Keith, Shania Twain. Any great advice that you've gotten from any other artist in your career that stuck with you really hard?
Most of the people that we've toured with, I'd say pretty much all of them, and it has a lot to say about country music, is... you know, 99% of them have been absolutely wonderful to work with. And there's just a common bond that you have with artists on the road. And throughout the years, we've never really had a bad tour. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Sure, you have your off days here and there, but the big picture things, it's been an amazing
ride.
It really has, yeah.
What would your advice give to any up and coming groups or artists?
Get out now. It's funny, you know, we've always done the band thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I look back on the first 7 years of our career and it was 300 days a year in bars and clubs. 6-7 nights a week, 5 sets a night.
Mm-hmm.
That's how we learned to be a band. That's how you learned your chops, that's how you learned your sound. Those days are completely gone. You can't find that anymore for new bands to learn how to do because you can only play Saturdays, Fridays, and Saturdays normally now in lots of places across the country. So we were very lucky to kind of catch the tail end of the bar days where, to me, it just prepared us for everything that was going to be in front of us when it came to, you know, getting a record deal and releasing music and touring on the road. So yeah.
Since you have your own studio, you're releasing your own music now.
Mm-hmm.
Where do people find it? Same places they find everything else? Spotify,
yeah, exactly.
iTunes?
Yeah.
iTunes, yeah. Apple Music, Spotify. Yeah.
Okay. Let's talk about your new music. So you have a new song called Punk Country People. Is that a song that one of you guys wrote or somebody else wrote?
Yeah, this is an outside song.
Okay.
So, yeah, and just kind of going back to what we were talking about before, there's songs that catch your attention sometimes and feel like, you know, this really felt like an Emerson Drive song, right? So made sense for us to take it in the studio and see what we thought of it, and it turned out great.
And people can download that song, but it is also going to be on an upcoming album, correct?
Yeah, I'm not sure when the release is going to be, but... That's the crazy thing now, right? I mean,
right.
If you have music in the hopper ready to go,
mm-hmm.
you can get it out to people right away.
Yeah, I mean, you don't really have to wait for a full album right. anymore, and it seems like a lot of even the bigger names are doing that, yeah. and they're just like, oh, here's a single.
Right.
Oh, here's another single. Yeah, yeah. Hope you like it.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you have, because my daughters always ask them that question, do you have a favorite non-country song that you perform that you love?
What do we do for... We do a Kings of Leon.
It's the summer sales. I did it again. Sorry. I keep leaning on the keyboard, starting things. No, what did you? I'm sorry.
Kings of Leon is a rock group that.
Not a Nashville.
Yeah, we play. We open the show with one of their songs, and over the years we've always found different genres that we've enjoyed listening to and kind of incorporate them into the show.
Mm-hmm.
But that's one right now that's kind of a little bit out there. People recognize it, but they're like, where have I heard this before? Right?
It sounds a little bit different. Well, it was funny because we were listening to you yesterday driving back and forth from Traverse City and Fishing in the Dark, which she was playing. She goes, oh, I forgot I love this song. I go, they didn't originally do that. Oh, yeah, they did. That was them. I'm like, no, that wasn't it. Right. But what is your favorite country song to cover?
Well, Devil Went Down to Georgia was in our set for a long, long time. That was always a crowd favorite. I mean, Fishing in the Dark, we still play every once in a while in the show. And, those songs that are timeless.
Right.
We grew up listening to it as kids, and those bands were big influences on us, so... It's nice to have that connection there when you are playing, you know, a few covers in the show.
Yeah, just, you know, I mean, I love all of your songs, but it's nice to hear to throw that in, a little extra in. Since you do tour quite a bit, what are your must-have things on the road? Like, I saw your tour bus. It's not a lot of space for all you guys in there. What is something you, I mean, air fresh? No, I'm just kidding. What is something you got to take with you? What is something you have to have?
Now it seems like less is more.
Yeah.
We used to, you know, have loads and loads of luggage, which nowadays is kind of nice because we can travel with a backpack or a small suitcase and in and out, right?
Yeah.
So, I remember we used to have a big trailer behind the bus too because we were gone for so long. We had half of our life in suitcases.
Oh, yeah.
And you know, traveling on the road. But yeah.
All right, are you going to play something for us? You going to sing? What you going to do?
You bet. We'll do Country People.
Okay, whenever you're ready. Brad and Danik from Emerson Drive.
If you wonder why I walk this way, why I talk this way, why I never trade my truck back in, why I cover up my barn with tin. Why I get my coffee where I get my tractor parts, know what to do when the truck won't start. Dog in the back, tip of a hat, no it ain't a knack. I come from country people, yeah, no need to hate me. I'm a direct descendant of some Dust Bowl babies, little salt of the earth mixed with sunshine and diesel, yeah, thank God I came from country people. We're boots in the air, we're dots on a map, we're denim blue, tried and true, damn good country people. Why my piece of heaven is a piece of land, a shake of a hand is really all you need to get something bought when you pay cash like your daddy taught. Why a good time is a good girl on a slow drive in the moonshine, beer in a can. I'm a simple man, I am the way I am, cause I come from country people, yeah. No need to hate me, I'm a direct descendant of some Dust Bowl babies, little salt of the earth mixed with sunshine and diesel, yeah. Thank God I came from country people. We're boots in the dirt, we're dots on a map, we're denim blue, tried and true, damn good country people. I come from country people, yeah. No need to hate me, I'm a direct descendant of some Dust Bowl babies. Little salt of the earth mixed with sunshine and diesel, yeah. Thank God I came from country people. We're beer in the air, we're chairs in the grass, staying for as long as the firewood lasts. Yeah, we're boots in the dirt, we're dots on a map, we're denim blue, tried and true, damn good country people. Thank God for country people. Thank God for country people.
That was fantastic.
It's the summer sales event.
Yes, Emerson Drive is going to be in concert tonight. At the Sheboygan Opera House. You guys are doing a meet and greet. Anybody that wants to come out and meet the band, 6:30 to 7. That's amazing. There's still a few tickets for the show. They're only $25, and that's a deal. So make sure you get out to the Sheboygan Opera House tonight. See Emerson Drive. And guys, thank you so much for coming in the studio today. We'll see you tonight.